Good morning, everybody. So I'm going to do this a little bit different today with a nice handheld action. So we'll see how that goes. But hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I know I most certainly did. It was a bright, beautiful day today, not actually the rest of the week, now that I think back on it. So, but nothing really special in that point of view. But today I want to talk about the idea of what does your environment actually say about you. And more importantly, your home and kitchen environment to really specify this. I mean, you can really go into the environments of different rooms in the house and what you're trying to accomplish with each one. But I wanted to go a little more point of view action, check out what I'm kind of talking about, an example of using my kitchen. So it might be a little messy, but we'll find out. So today we're going to kind of cover what does your environment actually say about you? Does it actually support your goals and what you're trying to accomplish? And then maybe some changes or get you thinking of ideas to actually change what your environment looks like so it aligns better with what you're actually trying to accomplish. So today is going to be mostly just based off of nutrition, but you can change this to tweak this more towards activities as well. So in a lot of the books I read, you have to have a supportive environment, whether that is the people that you surround yourself with, the place that you work, and then also your home life. They should all support what you're going for. And it gets more complicated. I am a young married male, so let's give some context to that. And I don't have to deal with two or three kids and more extraneous circumstances going on. So this can be a little bit different where I have a lot of control over what my environment says and does. But I think we can all rein in a little bit over time with communication and set expectations. And that's just my belief. It can, everybody's situation is slightly different. But one of the biggest things to control eating is to control what you allow into your house. I have been disorderly eating person, I think that's right, for many years, going through phases of binges and not binge. And I have very little self-control in that regards. And yes, I can work on that, but it's not necessarily always the best saying, well, I should keep the stuff that tempts me. Let's use the example, club crackers in the house. But if I know that I have a propensity to actually eat sleeves or boxes of club crackers at one time with blocks of cheese, that's not helping me. And if I don't have the control yet to control that, then it's not best to have those in the house. Or maybe I can have the cheese, but not the crackers in the house because one feeds the other, but I'm not as motivated to have the other without it, so I can have cheese in the house or something like that. But so we're going to kind of take a little action step into what I'm kind of talking about when it comes to actually what a kitchen space could look like. So this is ours. Let me see if I can flip this. So this is our kitchen. Pretty boring, but what you notice is there's not a whole lot of anything out. We have bananas, we have some apples, looks like an onions and garlic and potatoes, and that is really it. Oh, we got some butter, so if you want to snack on butter, but we don't have a whole lot available for quick access snacks. And if you even go into our food pantry, we don't have a whole lot that's going to be a snack. Hopefully I'm not revealing anything. But everything here takes time to cook, other than sweet baby rays and the salsa back there. I can probably drink those. But we have some non-instant grain rice. We have some, well, quick oats. Those are kind of quick, but who wants to snack on oatmeal? Because that's kind of gross. But not a whole lot of stuff to quickly snack on. And that really fits my wife and I's personality. But if we did want to snack on something, we have quickly available more of a banana or fruit option, as we see here with apples. And then the fridge, let's see if I'm revealing anything. Just a lot of things that need to take time cooking. I mean, I guess you could go crazy with some yogurt or some iced coffee. There's in the bottom there, my foot action here, we got some carrots, so you can snack on those. But really what I'm getting at is the environment really supports me and Sarah's goals of trying to eat healthy. Looks like I need to replace that light bulb. There's not even one in it. It's crazy. And so over time, slowly doing that. The reason we don't have a lot of stuff out on the counter, even if we did have a snack item, let's go back to Club Crackers, they would be kept away in the cabinet. So they're not front of mind. They're not just sitting on the counter. Another thing you could do is make them harder to get to, meaning maybe you put them in a tight seal container, so it's just a little bit harder to get to. Those little barriers of entry will actually kind of slow you down and demotivate you. Like the oatmeal, if I want a snack, I don't want to take time to measure out water, put it in the microwave, you know, mix in maybe some peanut butter or some honey or something like that. So really making your environment support what you want to accomplish. So again, having healthier snack options like an apple out, and then just having things that allow you to succeed. If I really wanted something, I'd have to actually go out and get that. And that is just another barrier that I don't necessarily want to go out and do. So there you go. So kind of think over different ideas of what works for you. Like I said, this works really well because it's just two of us. So it's very easy to communicate this through and what we are trying to accomplish. But again, when you have kids and other circumstances going on, you may have to talk and make sacrifices. So it may be, I have to have this certain snacky food, which is a temptation, but we can get rid of all these other ones. So maybe it's just now we're narrowing it down to one, and it's even one that I'm not that tempted to necessarily snack on all the time. So hope you find this helpful. If you have any more questions, please message me down below or privately. You can always reach out to me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com, and please check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com for the latest information from this guy. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you soon.